4 o'clock. This is WMFO Medford. Acoustic Ceiling Time. That was Trey Anastasio from 1999 at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., singing a wonderful version of Ooh, Child. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. And hey, come on. Let's give it up for Trey right now. Oh, come on. You did a nice job with that. Let's hear it. All right, WMFO Medford and Acoustic Ceiling will begin right after this.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO Medford. And send a DJ chat at WMFO.org if you want me to play you something. I do have one request that someone gave me ahead of time. But on today's show, we're going to hear some live Lou Reed. We're going to hear David Christman. We're going to hear Billy Bragg, the Mommy Heads, new stuff by Paul Weller. We're going to definitely hear the Acoustic Ceiling Song of the Month. I'm sure you're wondering what it is. It's by Billie Eilish. Right now, we're going to start off with a classic tune, and it's acoustic. Of course, it's a great tune, and it's the 2003 version, or I should say the 2003 production of it. Bob Dylan released the song back in 1964, but in 2003, it was remastered. And you probably never heard this version before. It's a lovely tune. It's called To Ramona. This is WMFO Medford.
Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like some time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart, I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you. 6:30 in the morning of May 16, 1874. I was but a boy of 12 years old when the water came to our door. My daddy'd gone down to Haydenville to see a man about some work. There were mills down there that were hiring on white silk for fancy shirts. When the dam gave way, I was barely awake. We hadn't even made the tea. By the riverside, three of us died, my mama, my sister, and me. My mama, my sister, and me. 600 million gallons came down like an army's thundering roar. Houses, timber, and livestock made soldiers in its war. When the earth joined into the watery siege, it made a cannonball of mud. Destroyed four towns, left 74 dead the day of the Mill River flood. The day of the Mill River flood. The Williamsburg Dam was a mighty looking thing, built 8 years before, to harness the water for the mills downstream, had a 100-acre reservoir. But the bill was cheap, done by businessmen just trying to make a buck. But keeping their mills running all year round, but they ran out of luck. They say the water came 40 feet high, side shot through with dread, dragged everything down river, the living and the dead, the living and the dead. 600 million gallons came down like an army's thundering roar. Houses, timber, and livestock made soldiers in its war. When the earth joined into the watery siege, it made a cannonball of mud. Destroyed four towns, left 74 dead the day of the Mill River flood. The day of the Mill River flood. Strange to remember dying that day, floating up above the trees. How my daddy cried when he saw what that tide had done to his family. Holding back tears is like holding back water, some things you can't contain. Like having a secret or an aching in your heart, you can only take so much pain. That's why I walk the Mill River Valley, though the ground beneath is dry. If I listen to the wind rushing through the trees, I hear my daddy cry. I hear my daddy cry. 600 million gallons came down like an army's thundering roar. Houses, timber, and livestock made soldiers in its war. Then the earth joined into the watery siege and made a cannonball of mud. Destroyed four towns, left 74 dead the day of the Mill River flood. The day of the Mill River flood. The day of the Mill River flood.
Oh, Dios mío. Surrounded by good friends and laughter.
get a bad check.
All happiness is in the mind.
Yeah, going out to morning DJ Mike on the mic. Take me to the pilot. WMFO Medford, Take Me to the Pilot, a song written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. As you probably know, Elton wrote the music, Bernie Taupin wrote the words, and they said, Bernie, what does that mean, take me to the pilot? And he says, and this is how he answered, he said, I have no flippin' idea, but it sure sounds great. In case you're wondering, you are listening to WMFO.org, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. And you heard way back, we started the set off with Bob Dylan with To Ramona from Another Side of Bob Dylan. We heard the Porter Squares, David Kreisman, and of course, Elton John. Right now, we're going to carry on with a song by the Porter Squares. It's a hot one. It's a great one. I hope you enjoy it. It's called The Waiting Feeling's Fine.
How long has it been since this feeling began? Am I still standing alone? Lost in a case, but now wasting my days when I still can dance on my own. But if I put on hold and said I can't cope, misunderstanding.
Paul Weller, and it was Soul Wandering, right from his latest disc, and that disc is called 66, and that's the song Soul Wandering. This is WMFO in Medford, and here's more music just for you.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue sky.
Johnny Nash doing I Can See Clearly Now. Lovely music, lovely music. WMFO Medford, and it's time for the acoustic sailing song of the month of June. It is Billie Eilish with Lunch.
I could eat that girl for lunch as she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush.
Stuff. It's
eat that girl for lunch. She dances on my tongue. I know it's just a hunch, but she might be the one. The dust off a baby grand. I turn the page on a music stand. I play a song a little out of tune. It makes her smile and dance across the room. I pack a box filled with picture frames. I sweep the floor. Pull down the shades. They put her house up for sale today. She never thought it could turn out this way. And time just can't erase your style and your grace. And this world needs you right now more than you need it somehow. Uh-huh. She was a star of a silent age. Like a dream, she moved across the stage, breathing life into the pen and page. And another time, a golden age, just a kid living in a dream. She had affairs with nobility. Leading men lined up at her gate. In another time, some say a golden age, and time just can't erase your style.
Background right now is Silent Age by the Mommy Heads. Adam Elk sent me that. And earlier we heard David Kreisman. He sent me his disc too, and we heard the Mill River Flood. If you have music you want me to play it, send it to me. Send it to WMFO, Tufts University, Attention Vin Magazzini at 474 Boston Avenue, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and I'll do my best to play it for you. This is WMFO in Medford, and his request, this is a caller that called in. Check it out.
And then I got an early request for you. David Bromberg. Name of the song is Sharon. It's from 1972. Then I have Tom Jones, You're My World.
All right. You're My World is the choice. I'm going to play that one, and I hope you love it. I know Glenn Campbell does a dynamite version of it, and Tom Jones, he does a fine job too. This is You're My World, going out to Dan by Tom Jones.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the sky, but for me they shine within your eyes as the trees reach for the sun above. So my arms reach out to you, my love, with your hand resting in mine. I feel a power so divine. You're my world, you are my night and day. You're my world, you're every prayer I pray. If I ceases to be, then it's the end of my world for me. With your hand in mine, I feel a power so divine. You're my world, you are my night and day. You're my world, you're every prayer I pray. If I
like that, you know, to just drive me right out of my mind. You know we've got more than a while. I like to watch it on TV. You said I'm right or not. You said I'm right or not. You said I'm right or not.
filled with parking cars. Told babe that you've been molding with Harry Margaret John. And Monday and Tuesday, let's see, Wednesday and Thursday, Harry Margaret John.
We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, it's time for the rundown for the first hour of Acoustic Sailing. I'm here till 6 o'clock, so go to DJ Chat on WMFO.org and log your request. So in 5 seconds, the rundown. Okay, on today's Acoustic Sailing, we heard at 4 o'clock, we heard Bob Dylan with Two Ramona from Another Side of Bob Dylan. Then it was the Porter Squares with Falling in Line from Three Sides. David Kreisman gave us the Mill River Flood. That's a single. It's called the Mill River Flood Single. The Porter Squares gave us Good Fortune from Three Sides. Then it was Elton John going out to Mike. We heard Take Me to the Pilot from Elton John, live from 1970. We heard one more from the Porter Squares, a lovely tune called The Waiting Feeling's Fine, also from Three Sides. Paul Weller was in there with Soul Wandering, the new record. It just came out a matter of weeks ago. It's from 66. Johnny Nash, he sang I Can See Clearly, and that you can find that on Reggae Plus, The Heartbeat of Jamaica. We heard the Acoustic Sailing song of the month of June. It was Billie Eilish with Lunch from Hit Me Hard and Soft. The Mommy Heads were in there. Thank you, Adam Elk. That was Silent Age from Vulnerable Boy. Tom Jones going out to Dan. We heard You're My World. She's from Sings She's a Lady. Il Mio Mondo. Then it was Lou Reed doing something live called Satellite of Love from Lou Reed, Live and Wild. Neighborhoods are in there with The Prettiest Girl from 12 Classic 45s. And that was the version I like. I really didn't care for the second version they did. It's okay, but the first one has an edge. And in the background is Miles Davis with Summertime. And it can be found on the Essential Miles Davis. And just like that, it's 4 minutes before 5 o'clock, and let me play you a song. Let me find something right now, throw it in, and I hope you like it. Actually, I'm going to play it right this second. This is Billy Bragg with a song by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. It's called She Smiled Sweetly, and here it is on WMFO Medford.
Why do my thoughts loom so large on me? They seem to stay for day after day. Won't disappear, I've tried every way. But she smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly and said, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no. Where does she hide it inside of her? Keeps her peace most every day. Won't disappear, my hair's turning. She smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly and said, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no. There's nothing in why. There's no use in trying. You're here and begging again and again and again. That's what she said so softly. I understood for once in my life. Feeling good most all of the time. but she smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly and said, don't worry. Oh, no, no, no.
The lovely rendition of She Smiled Sweetly by Billy Bragg. That one can be found on Must I Paint You a Picture? The essential Billy Bragg. Billy Bragg's coming to Medford.